Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Tetwagala kumala budde bungi.
We don't want to waste much time.
Twagala tukozese obudde obutono bwe tulina.
We want to use the little time we have.
Ate okweyongerayo n'omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
And to move on with the light of the word of God.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Amanya n'eddoboozi.
By name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Wamu ne musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
N'omusumba Bible.
And the Bible reader Teacher Jacob.
Tubaagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Mulinnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mbuweereza buno.
We base in this ministry.
Obw'okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Of the full knowledge of God.
Ate ongera okutuusaako okuyitibwa Katonda kwaza asuubiza ensi zonna
and to move rich onto you God's worldwide promised call
okusinziira no mugwanga lya Uganda okuva omwaka 2022
Rebecca in Uganda from there 2022
guno gwe tulimu
this one we are in
awamu n'enteekateeka ez'omuggundu
together with the standard strategies
ez'okutuukiriza okuyitibwa okwo
of fulfilling that call
yes yebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus much
twagala okulabika nga tuyongera n'ekitundu kyaffe ekyokubiri
so we want to move on with our part 2
ate okwongera okunnyonnyola mbufunze
move to explain you in summary
ebikwatagana n'okuyitibwa kwensi yonna
what concerns the worldwide call
Katonda kwaza asuubiza amahanga gonna
that God is worldwide promised call
akuyina okusinziira no mugwanga lyaffe lya Uganda
and it has to base here in our nation Uganda
okubuna ensi yonna
to spread the whole world
okutandika omwezi guno
starting this month
twanyonyose
we got explained
nti Katonda yita dda amawanga gonna
God called all nations from all
okuva ku lubereberye
right from the beginning
sinziira ku ebyo twawulidde mu Isaiah 49
according that we had Isaiah 41
olunyi olwokuna
Verses 4.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
Na tugamba ero kuyitibwa okutsiwa kukuchusa.
He told us he is not to change that call.
Kubanga yayogera
because he spoke.
Mubarumi esuleri eyo eyo 10
in Romans chapter 11.
Rabbi Momwenda
verse 29.
Ti kuyitibwa kwa Katonda nebirabo tebyejusibwa.
That the calling and the gifts of God are unchangeable.
Tebichusibwa.
They are unchangeable.
Kale Katonda bwe yatwagala ngensi.
Now when God loved us as the world.
Na wayo mwana watu lukuli.
Gave up his son to save us.
Yadamu na atuyita okuyita okukuru.
He again called us a great call.
Nabwe twalabye mtemisi w'ekyokubiri.
As we saw in 2 Timothy.
Sulisa okonyola omwenda.
Chapter 1 verse 9.
Tubuya tulokola.
That when he saved us.
N'atuyita okuyita okutukuvu.
And he called us a holy calling.
Singa ebikolwa byaffe ebiri.
Not as our works are.
Nayenga ekigendwa kya Katonda.
But as the purpose of God.
Tiyatuyitira edda mu Kristo Yesu.
That he called us from old in Christ Jesus. Before the world existed.
So twalabye nga amawanga galina okuyitibwa okwenjawulo wakati mu kuyitibwa kw'ensi yonna.
We saw that nations have different callings in the midst of the great call.
Tusinako ebyo twasomye mu Zaburi yenkaga
according that is read in Psalm 60
olunyiri okutandika olwo mukaga
starting from verse 6
pa ku olwo mwenda
up to verse 9
na yenga fwe gwanga le Uganda
but as we the nation Uganda
twachirebe mu Isaiah 18
we saw in the Isaiah 18
onyoli soka paka olwo kusatu
verses 1 to 3
na twaitibwa okubera abatume eri amawanga
and we are called to be apostles to nations
ate ogena maso gakungo okujja okuweereza mukama
and to move on mobilize them come to serve God
era mu nsengo twatu se mu kyawa ndikwe kiri mbatisonike ekyo kubi
we reach the scripture 2 Thessalonians
Isura yesoko nyule 11
chapter 1 verse 11
utandika okulaba nga tulina okwesabira okugwanira okuyitibwa kuno
and we began to see we have to pray ourselves be worthy of this call
nokusabira amawanga okugwanira okuyitibwa okwenjawulo okubayitiddwa okukola
and to pray for nations get worthy of the different callings they have called them
nga baweereza Katonda
as they serve God
era nga baweereza wamu naye
and they serve together with him
yes yebazibwe nyo
praise Jesus much
tuwamaze ekyo
when we finish that
twabuziddwa kibuzo nti okuyitibwa kuno tugenda kukola tutya
we were asked a question how are we going to do this call
yes yebazibwe nyo
praise Jesus much and we understood that this call is to be done
nga twega takatonda ensizonna
when we join on God all nations of the world work with him the final work on the planet earth
maybe gen rwa bibiri
we have three intentions
ikisoka
the first
kuziza bastani furense no nga Sodom and Gomorrah
hindering devils from turning the world as Sodom and Gomorrah
kufure yabali bebisiyaga
to turn it to that of homosexuals
abakazi na abakazi nga begadanga
and women commit lesbianism
basajja na basajja
men with men
okwegatta n'ebitonde
have sex with creation
n'ebi ebikoleddwa abantu nga robots
artificial like robots
ensonga yokubiri
the second reason
yakuteekateeka nsi zonna
is to prepare all nations
ngokudda kwa mukama waffe Yesu Kristo
for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ
erabo twabadde tulaba
and when we were seeing
obarumi esule yomwenda
in Romans chapter 9
obarumi omunana
verse 28
paka abiri mwenda
up to 29
yagenze maso na tugamba
he moved on he told us
tikubanga ino kukola omulimu
that because he had to do a work
ngagumaliriza
finishing it
eranga gukomekereza mbutuukire mbufunze
bring it short and in righteousness. And he said, if God never left us a descendant,
would
have appeared as Sodom and Gomorrah. But we thank the Lord that as a nation, Uganda, he chose us as a nation of remnants to mobilize other nations to turn to God, even to serving God, to save them from becoming as Sodom and Gomorrah. We saw it according to Philippians 1 verse
6
when he said that if who began a good work in us, he is ready to conclude it to the coming back of the Lord Jesus. So as we do this final work, there are two intentions: to hinder devils stand this world as Sodom and Gomorrah, that of homosexuals. The second, preparing all nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. We reach to another third thing. That's where I want us to start right from there. This final work on the planet Earth, with the two intentions of hindering Satan turn the world to Sodom and Gomorrah, and preparing nations for coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. How are we going to do it?
And
we started on it, we are told. We are going to do it as we pass through reviving.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As we revive all things.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As we take back people to know things the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. Praise Jesus much. We reached out in the main reason that our Lord Jesus said that when the Son of Man will come back, will he find faith on the earth? We discovered it. That faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. And the devils did great preparations destroying people who believe in the word of God. And God, many Bibles changed their meanings, and they subtracted some verses, added what they wanted. And now God wants all to be revived, know out the way, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. That is the revival spoken of that you hear
so
of. So as we've recapped right there, Bible says, according to Luke chapter 18 and the verse 8, it says like this. Luke chapter 18 verses 8.
Mbagamba nti alikuja mangu na yo mwana wo muntu bwa
Yesu ye bazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much. That verse says,
Timbagamba nti
that I tell you that
alibasalira mangu.
He will judge them.
Na yo mwana wo muntu bwa alida.
But when the Son of Man will come back,
alisingana okukiriza kunsi.
Will he find faith on the earth?
You
expect, why did Christ ask such a question? That when he will come back the second time, will he still find those believing God on this earth? Let's read in English we hear, as they order the Luganda. Luke chapter 18 verses 8. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth?
Luke chapter 18, verses
8.
Mbagamba nti alibalamula mangu. Nayo mwana w'omuntu bw'alijja, alilaba okukkiriza ku nsi.
Yes. When he will come back, our Lord Jesus, will he find faith on the earth? Why did Christ ask these words? That when he will be coming back, will he still find people still believe God? And that faith come from hearing, and hearing the word of God? Will he not find people have hated the word of God and they follow stories? priests and they follow invented words, what's invented by people, the teaching of demons. For faith does not come from hearing stories. Not faith towards God. It comes from hearing and hearing the word of God, and not to hear stories or invented words. What's invented? According that it say in the Romans 10 and the verse 17. Let's read we here.
Abarumi esule yekumi nolunyiriri olwekumi nomusanvu.
Romans chapter 10 verse 17.
Kale okukkiriza kuva mu kuwulira n'okuwulira mu kigambo kya Katonda.
So then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Yes.
Omwana w'omuntu bw'anaaba akomawo.
When the son of man will be coming back.
Nga bw'ali okumpi ennyo.
As is nearing to coming.
Okusinga kw'ebyo tuwulidde mu Luka 18:8.
According that we've had it, Luke 18 verse 8.
Anasingana okukkiriza.
Will he find faith on the earth?
Okukkiriza kw'eyali ayogerako.
The faith he spoke of.
Barumi eyo 10:17 kw'eyogerako.
Romans 10 verse 17 is what speaks of.
Okukkiriza kuva mu kuwulira.
That faith comes from hearing. And hearing the word of God.
So
not to hear stories. Not to hear taking.
I
see the finger of God. Not like that. To revive all things. Those are what God spoke to his prophets. The word of God.
It
be repeated known as it were. As it has to be. And the way it will be. Because all things will pass away. But the word of God will never pass away. Praise Jesus much.
Now
the devil's deep preparation. Which destroys that faith. And now the religions you see in the world, the different beliefs, right, mixed in some of the false salvation. You know, anytime there's an original, there's also a fake.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now those beliefs, they left the emphasis of the word of God. Now it was a preparation of the evil Satan that when Jesus will come back, he finds when those he has to take, they're not even there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now to reviving all things, we have to
revive
toward the word of God to be known the way it was, the way it has to be, and the way it will be forever. That is what lay hold of all things: the church, politics, economic sector, health sector, social sector, games and sports, of heaven and earth, those visible and invisible, and it changed them. For we don't live by food, but by everyone from the mouth of God.
If we want
all the rest be revived, we have to revive the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
brethren, all these seasons, Satan has been in the great work, shifting people from the faith that come from hearing the word of God. As they print Bibles which are not the same. Now me, I will fight with you for what you have speaks another thing.
That's
what I read to reads another thing. When they entered the church and they took away gospel salvation and they brought gospel material gains and the selling of miracles. The miracle they told us freely gave. We find people have lined up with different price tags. That's of 1 million. Those to be prayed for. Now we begin to price them like fish.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now, as we told you of in the first Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 downwards, he speaks as he says like this. First Timothy chapter 4 from verse 1.
Nayomo ya yogera lwatu nti munako ezoluva nyuma walibawo abaliva mukukiriza.
Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons.
The Spirit
spoke expressly in the latter times. There will be those who depart from the faith. Faith come from hearing the word of God. And they want to hear stories. Now when I came from death, when I reached in heaven,
they
were good merchants of those who are righteous, and they were also slum structures, those who are not so righteous. That is where they lived. But Bible speaks different things on heaven.
It
speaks of the city God built, which is there, according to Hebrews 11 verse 16. My God, and you see that the word of God has been left so much, even people's ears, and
they
each them to listen to deceit in these days. Now what God does, that he says that this is final back on the planet Earth, which has intention hinder devils turn the world to homosexuals, which involves to prepare nations for the coming back of Jesus. That work we have to do revival in the restoration of all things in the heavens and earth. That they be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. That's the way God spoke them in his prophets. Now there is where we read this Acts chapter
3,
verses 20-21. It say God things he wants us to revive, those which will restore things in heavens and earth be aligned. Revivals spoken is prophets, those were there from the beginning. You know, they speak revival in the world, it's amazing. You hear stories, you wonder. Let us read, we see. Acts chapter 3, verses
20.
And he shall send Jesus Christ, who before was preached unto you. Verse
21.
Whom the heavens must receive until the time of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Yes. Have you heard that word? That Christ, just when he came, got born on the earth, required him first be taken back to heaven. That he will send him to come back to us after reviving. All things God spoke in his prophets, those who were there right from the beginning.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. Now it is like this, revival. As I told you,
off,
it is not to beat you down. It's not the power which beats people down. I told you then revival would have begun in the shrine.
For
those who have gone to worship devils, anytime you sat down on your altar fires, when the demon came on you, it beat you down into the fire.
But you had the revival.
Now that will be in revival.
A revival, si
now, revival is not to beat us down. The power of God is present even if it's invisible. Who has ever heard of maize
ngakura
as it is growing?
Yet
it is
young
and making noise. The power of God is growing me up. See, even you two never saw how you used to grow. You think the power of God is in confusion?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now this revival. Now our Lord Jesus, he proclaimed for the coming back of a prophet Elijah, that he can revive back all things. But that thing has been on for a long time. Elijah will come revive all things. Which things? Those God spoke in his prophets were there from the beginning. That they can be known the way they were, the way they should be, the way they should be,
and
the way they will be forever.
For
that's what we read in Matthew chapter 17, verses 10 to 11. And it says this.
Matayo esure ye 10 n'omusanvu n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi.
Matthew chapter 17 verses 10.
Abayigirizwa be ne bamubuuza ne bagamba nti kale kiki ekigambye abawandiisi nti Eliya kimugwanidde okusooka okujja.
And his disciples asked him saying, why then say the scribes that Elijah must first come?
Olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'olumu.
Verse 11.
N'addamu n'agamba nti Eliya ajja ddala.
And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. Yes. He said Elijah will come.
Kakati.
Now, we usually get a confusion. Elijah came as John the Baptist. And he prepared for the bath. Yet, we have Elijah meant to come to prepare for the coming back of Christ. After restoring all things.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
Now, what we await for is one. What things is he meant to restore? And how is he to do them?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. What is he going to restore? And how is he going to do that? We have to restore the word of God. Let me show you what happens.
Revival.
It means to bring back something in its rightful form. And restoration. It means bring back foundation of things wasted.
That
things had gotten wasted, even its foundation ceased to be.
Revival.
A smaller word more than restoration.
Revival.
It means there are things you have faulted. Yet some of them are still right. Now those faulted, they get to be revived. But if it enters in restoration, to restore, even foundation of all those things that have gotten wasted. Let me show you this one. Revival cannot be done except we've been found with faults in the old and new covenants, and as we twist the meaning of the word of God, as we subtract and we add in it, as we destroyed the many. Now the revival being done, we have been found with faults. Faults of twisting meaning of the word of God, subtracting and adding in it. Because our Lord Jesus Christ, when he came to revive the old covenant, he first saw we had faulted within it. And he brought the new covenant to correct faults we had done in the old covenant. Not that the old covenant was the one faulted.
As
who faulted it, as we had not done the way it said.
Bible
says in Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 8, verses 7 up to 8.
Abebulaniya esure yomunana n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Hebrews chapter 8 from verse 7.
Kubenda ganeriye yoluberebere singa tebali ko kya kunenyezebwa. Tewandi nonyezebwa banga eliye yokubiri.
For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. Verses
8.
For finding faults with them, he says, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Yes. If the old covenant had not faults in it,
there
would not be space for a new covenant.
But
for finding us with faults, it's us who committed them.
He
put there a new covenant to correct. Now let me show you. It's an example. I quickly pass through it. The great example in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 27. God creates man and woman in his image and his likeness. Praise Jesus much. But in Deuteronomy chapter 24, we see a letter of divorcement.
Write
a letter, divorce a woman for every reason.
Yes,
when our Lord Jesus came, they asked him in Matthew 19, can a person chase a woman for any reason? He told them, haven't you read from the beginning? Genesis chapter 2, 21 to 24, created one man and woman and joined them. And he said they should not be separated. He revived them right as they were from the beginning. Now I want you to look right from Genesis chapter 1 26 to 27. They create one man and one woman. Why do you think he never created Adam with many women? We have moved there in the Genesis 2, 21 to 24. They should be one body, no one should separate them. We have moved there. We've entered to Egypt. Passing through Joseph, the son of Jacob, who make the 12
tribes.
That's where we came with faults of marrying as we chase. Because they asked him that why in Deuteronomy 24, Moses allowed us to write a letter of divorce. He said Matthew 19, it was for the hardness of your heart. Moses allowed them to be like that. Right from the beginning, the way they were. At the beginning, he took them back the way they should be. What you have to know, the new covenant, it's a revival of the old covenant. People who claim to be in revival, they should know this. For they have sent us, we are going to do the work. Revival, it's not a word of space. There are things which have gotten faulted. How dare you wish to call a building a church? Is that not a fault? Now when you read Ephesians 5, 22, up to 27,
Jesus
is coming back for the church without sports. Is he coming back for buildings?
And
you think how many have built those buildings and they call it the church? Buildings is a synagogue, tabernacles. We as the church, we go to gather from there. You see faults very clear.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So revival.
It is done when there are faults. Those faults, they come from twisting the meaning of the word of God. Even from subtracting and adding within it.
I
don't know whether time will allow me, but I would have showed you where the problem comes from and why in the old world we still fail to do revival. Because speak it, but the way we understand it, I don't know.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. After we twist the meaning of the word of God and we subtract and add in it, that's when God brings revival. And he takes them back as their meaning has to be, as they were,
and
the way it will be forever. Because all things will pass away. I'm sure the word of God will never pass away. In heaven, the Bible is there. Now you twist the copy of this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we read in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 50 to 16, he speaks as he says this.
2
Peter chapter 3 verse 15.
Era mulowoozenga ngo kugumikiriza kwa mukama waffe bwe bulokozi. Era nga muganda waffe omwagalwa Paulo mu magezi ge yaweebwa bwe yabawandiikira.
An account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to wisdom given unto him, has written unto you. Verse 16.
Era nga mu bbaluwa ze zonna ngayogera ku ebyo muzo omuli ebimu ebizibu okutegeera. Abatamanyi n'abatali banywevu bye banyola era nga n'ebyawandiikibwa ebirala olw'okuzikirira kwabwe bo.
As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and stable twist, as they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. Yes. Now, when you twist the meaning of the word of God, I gave you here an example. Many people have read Ezekiel 37, the dry bones in the valley, and they begin to say, those are our saucepans, our pockets,
and
others, you know, those you heard of before. Yet the verse 7 says those bones, they are the whole household of the children of Israel. These are not saucepans.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I showed you an example of John chapter 3.
Nicodemus
moved in the night and he went to Jesus. In that time and overnight, and the pastor says, you are the Nicodemus of today, but heaven knows you by your name. You are not Nicodemus. God knows all the stuff you've done. You think he forgot you?
Yes,
Jesus much.
So amakuru mu kigambo ekyo.
So the meaning in that word, the
revival,
that revival,
eriwo okulabikanga ebintu bidizibwamu okumanyibwa nga bwe byali.
It is that to see that things are taken back, be known the way they are, the way they should be,
eranga biribeera emirembe n'emirembe,
the way they will be forever.
Yes, praise
Jesus much. But those falls, they came because of twisting the meaning, subtracting and adding in them, and it destroys you, the one who preaches to the people, even the ones you preach to.
Yes,
Jesus much.
Kati,
now, in reviving back the word of God, it had to resume, be preached 2, 4 and above verses. And when you preach to us, one will remain asking for many others. Because God says, the word of God this time has come for them like that. Yes, line by line. Let's read this Isaiah
28.
Isaiah chapter 28 from verse 9.
Ani gwaliigiriza okumanya era ani gwalitegeeza ebibuulirwa abo abaleseeyo okuyonka era abavudde ku mabeere.
Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and taken from the breasts.
Olunya olw'ekkumi.
Verse 10.
Kubanga kiba kiragiro ku kiragiro, ekiragiro ku kiragiro, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri, wano katono aho katono.
For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. Yes.
When you say
in the Isaiah chapter 28, verses 9 and 10,
ask
whom will he make to know what is preached? Who will he make to understand what is preached? And he said
it's going
to be command by command. Command by command. If you are to teach on anything, give us 4 commands. 2, 4 and above commands from the word of God. I want to command you the word of God. To rebel against people who steal verses as they twist them. to rebel against that falsehood. Because people still verses 1-2 of them and they broke from us using the Bible and the name of Jesus.
Agambye ekiragiro ku kiragiro.
He said a command by command.
Ekiragiro ku kiragiro.
Command by command.
Abategeeza nti tuwe ebiragiro eiza bibiri ku bina.
Means give us two, at least of four commands.
Okuva mu ndagaano empya.
From the new covenant.
Tulaba bifaanagana bulungi.
Old, as we prove whether they are the same.
N'agamba lunyiriri ku lunyiriri.
He said verse by verse.
Ezo bbiri.
Those are two.
N'addamu lunyiriri ku nyiriri.
Verse by verse.
Ezo nnya.
Those are four.
N'okudda waggulu.
Even above.
Tuwe bbiri ku nnya n'okudda waggulu.
Give us two, four and above.
Okusinga omanyi babbiri obunyiriri bwa mu Bible.
They still verses from the Bible.
N'anyola bwati amakuru.
Twist the meaning.
Ogeno musaba ebirala ebitegeeza kyagamba atabirina.
Request other verses which mean what he say it does not happen.
Kati mutuba bakola revival.
If we are to do revival,
tulina okubanga tuli beetegefu tambula bwetu.
We have to be ready to move like this.
Era bwagamba wano kati newali katono.
When he say a little there a little.
Abagambye okuwuliriza omuntu ng'abuulira enjiri entuufu.
Listen to anyone preaching the rightful gospel.
I'm not kulambita w'ebyenjawulo ebikola Bible.
He has to get from different books make up the Bible.
Kubanga Bible iyo yennyini.
Because the Bible itself.
Ye dictionary yayo.
It is its own dictionary.
Yo erina ennyiriri ezivunula zinne wazo.
It has verses which interpret the others within it. You don't need your stories. You think how many stories have I spoken here so far? Have I spoken a story with you so far? Have the verses been joined up very well to bringing understanding, even the light of knowledge?
Kakati tugena kuata Satani.
Now we're going to catch Satan all the things he cons. As yes, we shall restore
all things,
passing through light of the word of God.
If
we know the way it was, the way it should be, and the way it will be forever. Verse
14
in Isaiah 28, it says like this. Isaiah chapter 28 verse
13. Ekiragiro ku kiragiro, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri, wano katono awo katono, bagende bagwe bugazi, bamenyeke, bategebwe, bakwatibwe.
But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Yes.
He
said the word of God has come like that. Let me tell you, brethren, if you want to be saved in these last days, even to keeping your faith in the Christ Jesus, don't dare hear again one hold. One twisting as they con you. Ask him for others. Give me other two. Give me other four.
There is a
time we resist Satan and he runs from us.
A time
has come to resist him badly.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. For Satan has raised up a false salvation. The other has two verses. He too has begun a ministration. Then you wonder. All this food filled Bible, you have two verses, you've come minister with them. There are those who say, now, apostle, you seem like canceling all those things we've been ministering. I'm not canceling you. But we are reviving things, correcting things. Things to go back the way they should be. They have put us for it is we ourselves they are reviving. But what I know on revival and restoration, they find many fights in the people. You know why? People, they are found with the midst of their faults.
Kakati,
now,
and they
twisted already many from their forefathers behind. And they subtracted and added in it. Now you when you come, as if you speak new things to them.
You
even find those doing revival, they are ones they call the cults. They find you asking.
Mukama Yesu kigambo mwana yebazibwa.
Praising the Lord Jesus, the word the Son.
Nebagamba,
what do you say?
Agambye Mukama Yesu kigambo mwana.
The Lord Jesus, the word the Son. What has he spoken then?
He
the word is the Son himself.
For
the word clothed flesh, we saw him as the Son. After he went back in his glory as the word. Someone finds it, they say. There is a new carrot, they call it like that.
They
say the word the Son, Jesus, praise him.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
There
are things today, even to say me, I am the church.
Wants
to fight you, we built a big cathedral church. For from 15 forefathers behind, that fault they committed it.
Yes, we
praise
yeah,
Jesus much.
But revival.
Now revival. Some of the things we prepare on it. It is to meet contentions with some people. For the people we go into. They already perverted. They get off track. You go tell them. Don't remember in the beginning it was like this. In the beginning. Why then did Moses write them to us?
It was
the hardness of the hearts in the midst there. You leave us alone. We moved through this with our forefathers. What are you saying?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So according
to Nehemiah chapter 4 verse 2, he says that revival and restoration they meet fights in the people. But it is good because it is done with the full light of the word of God. It reaches, convicts you, and you can no more confront it. Because revival is born to be there.
It has
to be there, no matter what. Because you can fight it until it has grown. Nehemiah chapter 4 from verse 2.
Nayogerera mu maaso g'abaganda be n'eggye lya Samaria n'agamba nti Abayudaaya bana abanafu bakola ki? Baagala okwekomera, baagala okuwaayo saddaaka, baagala okumalira ku lunaku lumu, baagala okuzuukiza amayinja okugajja mu bifunvu eby'ebisasiro.
And he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews, will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they finish in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heap of the rubbish which abound? Yes.
What
they say these weak Jews, what do they want to do? First of all, when God is doing revival, he first calls the weak. Yes. He calls the weak. You have forgotten the first Corinthians chapter 1. Not many mighty that he called. Not many wise. He first gets those you call fools. And he puts them aside. He fills them wisdom you fear. Now you
come
in to confront them. You think you confront the weak people you used to know before.
Yes, we
praise Jesus much. And they moved on, they said. But can they stir up themselves? Can they commit themselves? Because revival first is
just
weak. Second, you have to get determined. The third, you have to give up yourself as a sacrifice.
And
then you have to quickly do it.
That
will they do it in one day? Can they revive
a
heap of stones, those which were burnt?
kubanga revival weziba zikolebwa ne restoration.
But revival and restoration has their
ebintu ebibeera byaggwawo bweba nyumba,
the things wasted if it's a house,
bagimenya
and they broke it away,
emisingi ne gisigala mu ttaka ne batandika osuulawo kasasiro,
foundations were made in the ground, they threw rubbish there,
nebookya n'okwokyerawo kasasiro nga waliwo n'entuumu za
burnt rubbish with heaps of rubbish there. And they say this was cannot do that. That is what happens on revival and restoration. Praise Jesus
Christ.
So I have told you that revival, it is to take back things to be known the way they were, the way they should be, the way they will be forever. Yet what restoration exceeds on revival, it brings out back the wasted foundations, all them wasted foundations. What it lay holds brings them back. Now remember, we've gone in two things. We do revival and restoration, two things. Correct things faulted, yet they are still in the system. Even to bring back those wasted. Now revival and restoration,
it's
what we've handled now, both of them. I think you're going to say fight.
Yes.
All confront it in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Praise Jesus much. Now I want to explain about restoration. Restoring the old wasted foundations.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
To restoring the old wasted foundations. Now this happens when people are overtaken in a fault. When people twisted scriptures and they moved from twisting them and they subtracted and added them. They moved from that level and they totally took them away. And they took them away. Him, God, and he decides to restore them back. In the Galatians chapter 6, verses
1,
restoration happens when people are overtaken in a fault.
And
they are in the depth of faults. And the foundations have ceased to be. Let us read there, we hear. Galatians chapter 6 and the verse 1.
Omuntu bwalabi bwanganga yenonye. Mwabo moyo mumulongo senga alibwatyo mumoyo gw'obuwombefu. Nga mwekuuma mwekka nawe oleme okukemebwa.
Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest also you'll be tempted. Yes.
He
says, if you see a person
and
overtaken with a fault, you who spiritual, restore him with the spirit of meekness. So you too can be taken by them. What happens to restoring old wasted foundations?
Almost
that almost we have come to do revival and restoration.
We
want to compete, drag us into the false things which are there. If we've not tightened ourselves well, it is easy to be taken by them. Do you think revival God tells you of his perhaps
all
right? In restoration, perhaps things which are there, they are the ones of truth.
Yes,
Jesus much. We head on to restore old wasted foundations and they got wasted. According to Isaiah chapter
58,
verses 12,
he
speaks as he says like this. Isaiah chapter 58, verses 12.
Oliza misingi ejemirembe mingi. Ero liitibwa nti muzibi wa kituli, muzza wa makubo, nti muzza wa makubo ga kutuulamu.
And they from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in.
He,
yes.
You
not restore the old foundations. Let me give you an example.
Bible
says, Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. But the verse 18
and
verse 19, it says, go make all nations disciples.
I've
been given for in the heavens and earth. Now go make all nations disciples. Baptize them. Enter the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Then verse 26, teach them all that I commanded you. I want to show you there are six foundations of the gospel foundations, the gospel of salvation. But though you got saved like 10, 20 years back, perhaps you do not know them. Yet they are what make you a disciple and you qualify to be baptized. In the Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 to 3, it says the first foundation, it is the faith towards God. And that faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. But you find someone,
it
does not preach the word of God, yet it speaks one to one. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. You be saved. Hell is awaiting for you. Now he has preached. The pastor doesn't know how Jesus came about to be the way. How he came about to be the truth. Doesn't know how he came about to be the life. How did he come to be? Why did you first preach through the word how it came about? That foundation got wasted. The second foundation, repentance towards dead works. Where there is two forms of repentance, the sin we committed in Adam and the sins we've committed in this life, that too it fell off. And you should not be baptized when you do not know it. For the next foundation of baptism, baptism of two types, that of water, that which is flowing. Baptized to die together with Jesus, raised up together with him. Even baptism of the Spirit and fire.
Those
nations, when you go to church, you look for them like this. You find them, they have put pools in their synagogues. There. They baptize people from there. Jeremiah 2:14 will catch them up to
16.
And they have left the Lord the well of living waters. And they have dug their pools of water. Jesus was baptized in the river flowing. You said Jesus' standard was a bit low. He decided to dig pools. There are many things which God wasted. When you leave the foundation of
baptism,
it is that of resurrection. And that holds two resurrections.
Right.
There is the first resurrection. Here we
are
buried to be raised up together with Christ in baptism.
And
there is the resurrection that to happen when Jesus will come back. And he comes up with spirits in heaven. Even those in hell come here. And we head on to judgment.
All
foundations, when you look for them in the church, they are not there. You know what we are on? The finger of God. I see him take you to America. Now when you go to preach to America, you tell Americans, I see you go take to Uganda. I don't know what is moving on. Maybe you copied that from who?
Well,
we planted on the foundation of apostles and prophets. I did see prophets in the Bible, neither apostles, who preached like your generations of perversion. those who say, but now, today, what did we come for here?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You know, we want to go to heaven, it's true. But we don't want to work to get a passport and a visa.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, Uganda,
so brethren,
revival,
revival
ne restoration.
And restoration.
Restoration,
restoration restores the old wasted foundations.
They are
foundations of God, but they ceased to be.
For
this way, he speaks in the Psalms. That if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous one do? What can the righteous one do? He has to seek for rain and he restores them back. You can't tell me the righteous has nothing to do about that. If
Zaburi esule yekuminemu norunyiriri olwokusatu.
Psalms chapter 11 verses 3.
Obanga emisingi zirikirizibwa. Kicho mutukirivu chayinza okukola.
If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Yes.
Emisingi wajisanyizibwawo.
The foundations are destroyed.
Woboboga mboli mutukirivu oyinza kola
chi. Say you are righteous, what can you do?
Kujinonya kujisa
mujja. You seek to restore them back. There ahead we shall speak of many things which concern the things of these foundations. Now the word restoration.
Re-establishment.
Restore foundations. Now the foundation of faith towards God, when I'll handle it on that day, you will be very surprised.
And
we go to foundation of repentance, foundation of baptism, foundation of resurrection, foundation of being laid on of hands, foundation of eternal judgment. Eternal judgment. That one holds two.
There
is that where you're condemned when you refuse to believe Jesus. And that they will judge you when you will reach in heaven.
If
you don't believe Jesus, you're already condemned. That is the first part of judgment.
Yes,
it's a great condemnation your way. Yes. That is called John chapter 3, verse 16 to 18. He who is not believing him is already condemned. On the world, they already condemned it. Don't even know that. We ran that condemnation. That's why God is saved. We believed Jesus. For not believing Jesus, you're condemned for that.
If
come back, preach, and the person knows not believing Jesus is already condemned for that. Now that foundation, that of eternal judgment, that you're condemned here already, or refusing to believe the Son of God, till they take you there in the city of God, the day of the great judgment.
But all those
in the church, we are in the finger of God is moving. We are sowing. And the man tells you, we sowed you into your spiritual things. You give us the physical things. And he say, in the spiritual things, how many have you sowed in me? You know how you are out there, you have nothing like spiritual sowed in you. You don't have any verses.
But
5 years, you have 2 verses, you know. You know, Bible says, right from your childhood of salvation, you have to know scriptures.
Chichukari singa ya kuwa. Chibanga, okusigamu ya biyamu, okusigamu ya wandi.
Spiritual things is so
scriptures.
And brought in your life, bring salvation to save even others.
There's
nothing to show you that so in us physical things. We saw the word that you know it. You must have sold the word in the people and it grows, we see the fruits of it in them. For when he spoke, said the seed sown is the word of God. I would have spoken many things. You know they passed the journey of heaven 7 years. You think I can speak them in only these days?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
it involves restoring old wasted foundations. As I said in the Psalms 11,
that
if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous one do? The righteous one, as the prophet Elijah, how he was, he has to restore those foundations.
For
first, the prayer of the righteous person availeth much, just as Elijah was. That's why they send us most the anointing of Elijah,
of
restoring back things. What the righteous one does, one, that's what he said in Matthew 17, verses 11, that Elijah, when he will come, he will restore back all things, even all foundations.
There
are those who say, Apostle, are you saying you are the Elijah? You know, some of you are out there.
And,
but if you want to be Elijah, you become. Me, I'm doing the work of an apostle. If you feel like I'm Elijah, you take it like that. But
me,
I'm an apostle called Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And me too, I was sent to bring to you Uganda. If you are an angel of Uganda, then you are an angel of the whole world. You they have sent to restore in nations. You think to become Elijah is an honor? You know the initial things those Elijah did, fighting with the false prophets of Baal. If you'll be able to do that, start from there. The second thing he did, preparing for the way of the Lord, restoring hearts of the children to their fathers. You start from there. The third time he has come back, restoring the old wasted foundation. If you were there,
then
start from there, I will not argue with you. These are not honors.
When
I tell the apostle, they have not given you an honor, they have given you a responsibility.
Amen.
Some of you turn them to honors.
Feel
it's an honor. They have to welcome
him.
Who tells you these are honors?
He said,
the great among you serve the others. Apostleship is not an honor. A prophet is not an honor. It's a responsibility. Now when you see them,
Inspector General Prophet
arrived.
His Eminence.
His Eminence. Who told you we came in honors? Coming to do revival, it has begun then. Though you will tackle in this
game,
you can no more stop this. You had to seek me in the womb of my mother, kill me from there. Or when I've just been born. But after I've born, it's too late.
Don't
say that you want to sink war unto you then. But he used to seek for us while we were young. You know, Moses, they sought to kill him while young and they failed on him. Even our Lord Jesus.
But
when we pass the faith of the womb and childhood, Satan has failed on it. Thank the Lord, tell him. Satan failed, I passed that point. I have to overcome.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise Jesus. Now we have another session we are heading on to.
We
restoring back all things. To be known the way they were, the way they should be. And the way they will be forever. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 6 to 11. He speaks as he says this. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, from verse 6.
Empeo egende lyo buchiko wadio. Nechukira buchiko wakono. Echuka chuka bulichisera mukutambula kwayo.
The wind goes.
Empeo nedda nate mukwetolola kwayo.
The wind goes toward the south and turns about unto the north. It wears about continually and the wind returns again according to its circuit.
Unyoro musanvu.
Verse 7. Let's read from verse 9.
Paka 10 na rum.
Omubulizi esule soka nolunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 from verse 9.
Echali woche kinabangawo. Neche kyakolebwa kyekinakolebwanga. Sote wali kintu kijja wansi w'enjuba.
The thing that has been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done, that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun.
Echaliwo.
What was there?
It
is what should be there.
There's
no new thing you'll say before God. He said the way they were, the way they should be, the way they will be forever. Apostles, they say that the word of God, we did well to see it as the lamp which shines in darkness. Apostles preached the gospel of salvation. How did we there come to preach the material again, gospel of the world? Because the others preached the gospel of salvation. That's how they were. The gospel of this generation is amazing. And me, I wonder.
There are
those who sing songs, they say. The generation is famous for Jesus as we praise God. You say now. This generation is for Jesus. Those from behind were for who? It was for Satan. What about that to come? Those songs, them too, they are very dead songs. For God, he was there, he is. How dare you give him only this generation? As if it is you who give out generations.
What
tells you this generation, this time is for Jesus?
God is everlasting.
God is everlasting. He was there, is for everlasting.
Right
from everlasting to everlasting, he is God. And you sing that song. The generation is time for Jesus. You too, you jam on that song.
Jesus,
how dare you give him one generation, take the rest from him? Now, you finish those verses. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse
9
to
11.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses
9. Ekyaliwo Neche chakolebwa chechinakolebwanga. Sote wali kintu kijja wansi w'enjuba.
The thing that has been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. Verses 10.
Waliwe chintu abantu chebogera kontiraba kino kijja. Chamalo kubawo mu mirembe ejja soka.
Is there anything of which it may be said, see, this is new? It has been already of old time, which was before us. Verse 11.
Tewali kujukira mirembe ejja. So tewaliba kujukira mirembe ejja luvanyuma ejigendo kujja mwabo abaliddawo.
There is no remembrance of former things, neither shall be there any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after. Now where the trouble is, in the world there is not that. Remember those who were there, how they moved. That is done by people doing revival. That things in the old, how were they? Doing restoration, restore foundations. Those who reached in heaven, which foundation did they move by? For in the chapter
3,
Ecclesiastes chapter
3,
verse 14 to 15, he speaks as he says like this. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verses 14.
Manyinga buli katonda kyakola kinabanga kyaluberera. Tewali kintu kiyinzika okukyongerwako newankubadde okukisalibwako. Era katonda kyava kikola abantu balyoke batye mu maaso ge.
I know that whatsoever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing shall be added to it, nor anything taken from it. And God does it that men should fear before him. What we know is one.
What God did
or he spoke, it is like that. You should not suffer from it, neither add within it.
God said
the way it was, the way I want it to be, it's the way it will be. Do you know why? In Malachi chapter 3, in the verse
6,
he said, I, the Lord, I do not change. The way
he
was of old is the same of today. Do not confuse us with God's
God.
We don't serve the God of this age. We serve the one who was. He's the one who is today. He's the one who is going to be there.
God
deceived
me
now. This generation is of .com.
It's
the gospel of .com.
These
days I see our fellow servants, some of them, they have put boys in the palms, their sons. Ministry is not hereditary. Boys clothing all like funny people. Like they grew from America. They are running the new generation. Congregation, they are not mature men. You have been preparing for that long. Yet till they did grow, they got stunted. You know, no one of reason. And you bring those your children.
Yes, we have as well.
Praise Jesus. It means all along
that
congregation has no use all along. Where you bring your boy to inherit
the
kingdom of heaven of God. You call it Buganda kingdom. And that the priest inherits it. That me, I am here. I'm training my son.
Prince
Salem to come take over.
No,
all this men and all of
you
have prepared you for what? Tell me the son of Peter who came in his place.
Aha.
Tell me the son of Prophet Elijah. Others are making their riches.
Churches
became businesses. Wait, you.
Look it out.
You stop there.
The other company,
a family company.
Hahaha.
things are to get wild in Uganda. Even in the whole world. One of them came out, he told them, revival not leave you up. He's there, he's called, they're colleague to them.
Again.
As he was looking in the saucepan of God to see what he is flying within it. He told them what God is flying out there. It is very wild. Praise Jesus
Amen.
Much. God will not take him to be like that. God, he was there.
Wali.
He is there. And he will be there. He never changed what he spoke of all these things. When he
says,
preach gospel of salvation, it means that. He doesn't rush that generation change, that it changes. Write Malachi 3:6, you read it.
He said,
I am the Lord God, I do not change. And
he
joined in Hebrews chapter 14:8. Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. That's why even his word never changes. You finish that verse. Those you've written down, you read them yourself. You will read them yourself. Malachi 3:6, you read it. Even Hebrews 14:8. You will read them. To show you that God never changes. That's why him, what he did there, this, that, the way they were, they should be like that. We've gone back. Finish Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. Ecclesiastes chapter 3:14.
Manyinga buli katonda chakola chinabanga chaluberera. Tewali kintu kiyinziko kuchongerwako. Newankubadde okukisalibwako. Era katonda kyava kikola.
I know that whatsoever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing shall be added to it, nor anything taken from it. And God does it that men should fear before him. Verse 15. That which has been is now. And that which is to be has already been. And God requires that which is past. Yes. When God is doing revival, he said no.
Things
which were, they should be like that. For those which are, we are the ones before. And if I ask you, I want to know why you've done that today. Yet before I told them to you like this. He's the living God. You don't confuse him. He wants things to be revived the way they were, the way they should be, the way they will be forever. Now this revival and the restoration of all things in heavens and earth to be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. We are going to do it as we restore the gospel of salvation, the everlasting gospel of salvation. This is what I want you to note it. Revival and restoration of all things. Going to do it as we restore the everlasting gospel of salvation. The gospel preached to all creations in heavens and earth.
Revival
and restoration of all things. We are going to do it. Passing through restoring the everlasting gospel of salvation. The gospel preached to all creations in heavens and earth. As we fight the material against the gospel of the world. And the selling of miracles. They say he has begun now. Here they don't open, he has opened from there. Yes, we have a gospel to fight.
Evangelist
Benihin came out to repent.
And he
said that gospel it stunned them to be crazy. Now you see.
Revival.
Revival. and restoration of all things to be known the way they were, the way they should be, the way they will be forever. We are going to do it restoring the everlasting gospel of salvation.
It's
the gospel of everlasting
was
preached to all creations in heaven and earth. You think
angels are going to be,
I see your car, you angel Michael, take your car. My goodness, what they call gospel salvation, heaven's heart is gospel and it got saved. All creations had it and they got saved. Now when you preach a car, the birds should do what? They fly freely. I want to cause this gospel material gain to turn into nothing. You think it has any meaning except to destroy the people and to bring curses in the world? It has no meaning. You to listen to it destroys you yourself. You have to give it time to listen to it. The angel flies in heaven
and
has the everlasting gospel of salvation and
it
preaches the entire heavens. Let's read in Revelation 14 verse 6. Revelations chapter 14 verse 6. And I saw another angel fly in mid heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and tribe and tongue and people. Yes,
yarabamalaika,
he saw an angel
ngaline enjiri ye mirembe jona,
the everlasting gospel
yokulira amawanga bikana
nini, preaching nations, tribes and languages.
Chogama malaika ye enjiri ya chitware.
Angel is the one who brought the gospel of take it. Angel
ngava mugu
coming from heaven.
Obo bamalaika abagwa,
oh, the fallen angels
abagwe wa mugu,
those chased from heaven. Because the angels of heaven, the everlasting gospel that they know,
it's
the gospel of our salvation.
When
he speaks with us in Ephesians chapter 1 verse
14,
he speaks of it like this. Ephesians chapter
1
verse
14. Moyo nokukiriza bwemakiriza nemutekebwa kakabonero no moyo mutukuvu eyasubizibwa,
in whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you believed you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Yes, when you hear the everlasting gospel of salvation, you were attached on the seal of the Holy Spirit to inherit the kingdom of heaven. Yet when you hear the false gospel of the material gains and the selling of miracles, you are inscribed on the seal of Satan. But these two are in a fight. The everlasting gospel of salvation, even the lies of Satan, the material
gain,
gospel of the world and things like that. This gospel is amazing.
It
was preached to all creations in heaven and earth.
Kati,
now, friend, as it comes, I see a goat. I see you, goat. You build a house. I see you. You hen, you get a car. There are things and they are so foolish, like the material gain gospel of the world. Because it ends on you there and it spoils you. But creations are in the fight and they are very angered. Ever since you began preaching, tell me how many angels have come down on this earth. Ever since you changed the gospel, angels abandoned the mission. The Holy Spirit moved aside and you got the Holy Ghost. If you exchange it,
the first,
and just say, let's leave their thing to them. Read me Colossians 1 verse 23.
Abakolosayi esura esoka n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu esatu.
Colossians chapter 1 verse 23.
Bwe mubeera obubeezi mu kukkiriza nga munywedde nga temusagaasagana so nga temuvudde mu ssuubi ly'enjiri gye mwawulira eyabuulirwa mu bitonde byonna ebiri wansi w'eggulu nze Pawulo gye nafuukira omuweereza waayo.
If you continue in the faith grounded and settled and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard, which was preached to every creature who is under heaven, of which I, Paul, am made a minister. Yes. This is the gospel. It was preached to all Christians in heavens and earth. Even the angels heard this gospel.
Kakati.
Now, is it the same gospel you are into? Yes. Today when they call you in heaven, can you dare preach there even? And you tell them what?
When
even a goat, you cannot preach to it right now. If it, you preach to each, it tells you, look at this goat. You are the goat before it.
They
are going to separate on the day of judgment.
On
the judgment, God will separate the sheep from the goat. The God is there to preach a gospel to us. That is
what
creations reached and they visited us. The world changed. The food disappeared. For they got weary of us. You know, creations can get tired and weary. They got tired of human beings. They changed the gospel which was profiting them as creations. What surprised me most? We, as we were being sent, they sent us preach the gospel to all creations. And we singled out human beings. Come, we con you, we destroy you human beings.
You,
other creations, you can't con them. The fire is consuming. He said not that.
Mark
chapter 16 verse 15.
Nabagamba nti mugende mu nsi zonna mubuulire enjiri eri ebitonde byonna.
And he said unto them, go you in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Some creatures. You will forgive me. Those they sent priests to all creatures. They singled out a creature, a human being. And they took it aside. And they began to con it. Because they did the other creations. The way you preach to a God, I see your car coming. It will be very surprised of you.
Abange,
friends,
are
we there?
Wow.
Satan
targeted a human being. He said this human. Let Messiah change his gospel. But the gospel he has to get is of all creations. You know, you see creations. You may not know anything about them. They know a lot about you. Even today they still intercede that you get saved. You resume here gospel salvation that you get saved. Because they know it. And they reached God weary of human beings. The old potato type is no more there. Do you see it anymore? It said these human beings, they changed the gospel of God.
We
no more get any gospel on a day.
Spread
the nation, the progress of the gospel there. And it is of take it. And they ask, now we take what? In the Romans chapter 8, Verse 18 to 20.
Those
who see, they understand, and they have been seeing us. You go to fornicate and they say, my goodness.
Nakamate.
Nakamate. Where are you going? Let us read there, we hear. Romans chapter 8 from verse 18.
Byakakati nga tekutuuka kwenkanyakanya n'ekitiibwa ekigenda okutubikulirwa ffe.
For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
Kubanga okutunuulira ennyo okw'ebitonde kulindirira okubikulwa kw'abaana ba Katonda.
For the earnest expectation of the creation waits for the manifestation of the sons of God.
Verses 20.
For the creation was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Verse 21. Because the creation itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Verse 22. For we know that the whole creation groans and travails in pain together until now. Yes. The creations, they groan even now. Let us see, sons of God, you've gotten lost. Wrong gospel. There is the other gospel. The one we heard Apostle Paul preach it. They last had it a long time back. That is what caused in Ecclesiastes chapter 1. Bible said that the creations are weary of a human being. But what caused them get weary of a human being? It is to changing the gospel. To finish peace from the world. For when you change the gospel, generation peace has to cease be on the world. For that gospel is the gospel of peace. That of salvation, it alone brings peace in the world. Now you can no more wear chicken and they don't get sick. It has to get eat things which make it sick, that it troubles you. Humans love toiling and laboring much. Let's read Ecclesiastes as we summarize. Ecclesiastes chapter
1,
verses 1. The words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Verses 4.
Emirembe emirala gigenda, n'emirembe emirala gijja.
One generation passes away and another generation comes, but the earth abideth forever. Verses 5. The sun also arises and the sun goes down and hastens to its place where it arose. Verse 6.
Empewo egenda eri obukiiko bwa ddyo n'ekyukira obukiiko bwa kkono. Ekyukakyuka buli kaseera mu kutambula kwayo, empewo nedda nate mu kwetooloola kwayo.
The wind goes towards the south and turns about unto the north. It wears about continually, and the wind returns again according to its circuit. Verse 7.
Emigga gyonna gigenda mu nnyanja, naye ennyanja tejjula. Mu kifo emigga gye gigenda eyo gye gigenda nate.
All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Unto the place from where the rivers come, there they return again.
Olunyiriro lw'omunaana.
Verses 8.
Ebintu byonna bijjudde obukoowu. Omuntu tayinza kubwogera, eriiso terikkuta kulaba, so n'okutu tekukkuta kuwulira.
All things are full of weariness. Man cannot express it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. Creations got weary. They have served a human being for a long time. Humans decided to change the gospel that they toil. Now let me tell you, church, the miracles, God has never refused to give them to church. And we are not to ask for them. He was to freely give them. But when we changed the gospel,
it is
the day we began to ask for miracles. But God freely gave the apostles. And He told them, you to freely give. But after changing the gospel,
just
right now you yearn for a small miracle like this. To get girls in the church to get married. It became a miracle. I thank Jesus. He kept my husband.
Plus
some of the miracles that people yearn for. The men said, I want to reach a resurrection. The power. This time we yearn for boys and girls to marry, get married. The situation is very bad. We fasted to marry. We fast. When you fast to raise up someone? There are some things. The change of the gospel brings the hardness of life. And when we turn to the material again, gospel of the world. Galatians chapter 1 verse 6 up to 10. I want to
know
to end right here. Right where we are here.
Abagalatia esule soka nolunyiriri olwomukaga.
Galatians chapter 1 from verse 6.
Neunya kubanga musenguka mangu bwe muti eyabayita mu kisa kya Kristo okugenderye enjiri efana nobulala.
I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ onto another gospel.
Onyero musambu.
Verse 7.
Sindala. Wabula abantu ababateganya abagala okukyusiza ddala enjiri ya Kristo.
Which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ.
Verse 8. Naye obanga ffe oba malayika ava mu ggulu bwabuuliranga enjiri wabula singa bwe twababuulira akolimirwenga.
But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be cursed. Yes.
Now
the Holy Spirit spoke in Apostle Paul long back. And he said, I marvel
to
another gospel. Not another. But people who want to trouble you.
Every
time a person changes the gospel, it brings a lot of troubles on the world. Don't surprise the world being in the midst of COVID and the midst of many other curses. The gospel changed, those are what we have to be in. When the gospel changes, curses increase in the world. The curses, they increase in the world.
He
said, Apostle Paul or a letter of apostles, whether an angel, and he brings another gospel, let him be cursed. Because they know they left the gospel of salvation. Tell me of an apostle who stood saying, I see you Jews travel to America. God is lifting you up. You people, yet said there an angel. They say an angel, if he changed the gospel, let him be cursed. Them to know the everlasting gospel of salvation.
Brethren,
things, where did they change from?
When
we began to preach the material gospel of the world, and we decided to become enemies towards God. For you, brethren, don't you know that the friendship with the world, that's enmity with the Lord, and he who desires the world and things in it,
it becomes
an enemy of God officially.
Now,
Satan, what he did, religion seems flashed him aside. This was, I killed them long back.
He
lifts, he said, threw them aside. He said, this salvation,
the Pentecost,
which is being blessed, it will affect me. the gospel and they kill their brethren. Enemies towards
Satan
God. Satan used pastors and different ministers
and they
turned the flock of children of God to become enemies towards God. Builds a powerful house for you. You ask him, in the house of heaven, do you have a mansion there?
Yes,
yes. He builds it, yes. In heaven, will I reach or not? You know, when you begin to speak such to me, you travel to America,
I tell you,
first give me proof whether I will reach in heaven. Yes, you are a prophet of God. And you tell me, come from where? You first inquire from him. On the list of those to reach in heaven, am I among them? Am I on the list? Give me even proof of that. Right from his words. And he's the one spoken that I will reach in heaven. Spoken things of the world on us. But I want you to separate, differentiate divination and prophecy. Divination is done by demons. Prophecy is what comes from God.
This
difference between the false prophet, who is known as a diviner, and there is even a prophet of God,
he
speaks the word of God. For the testimony of Christ, the spirit of Christ who is in us. You are in diviners, you call yourself prophets. That we shall see it. Church has diviners within it. They have demons which divinate. In the Acts chapter 16, verse 16 to 20. When they go to a place where they pray from,
and
a girl with a demon which divinates, at the place they pray from, and you want the things of prayer, pray. But what you prayed is the scripture in them. You are just pouring words. Pouring. And you think you will be heard by your many words. Now it's like this, brethren. The changing of gospel salvation. Because the world to be in the midst of many curses. And just the Holy Spirit from the church.
And
just the miracles which used to be for free. You were there and you are lame, they didn't even touch you. And you walked, came in the front. Apostles were preaching as people were being healed. But the change of the gospel brought a problem. Because we are not workers of miracles. But we command the Holy Spirit to do miracles. Our work is to preach the gospel. That of the Holy Spirit and the angel is to do miracles. You are Jill. If you walk the lame, you press which button to make them walk? Tell them, if it's you who walk the lame, tell
me,
do you have a switch you press and the lame begins to walk? We work together with God. It's us preaching the gospel. God works miracles. And Jesus says,
I
cast demons by the Spirit of God. The kingdom of God has come
for
you.
He showed this,
the one who is involved in chasing demons, and he is just in preaching. Look how you took up the job of God. Be the powerful man of God.
And you're
going to walk the lamb. That is why they are
failing.
Give back the Holy Spirit his works. Now you are
all
they even line up in the
synagogue.
The pastor is praying for them, they're lining. Each one waiting like that. Another will come, it stand waiting. Go away. They are lining. And demons discovered the game of the born again. They have morning glory. Yes, morning glory. They have to come be representing in it.
And
when they begin to pray, like that. Then once you chase demons, yesterday they fall back. And most of them, they are choristers. There is even lunch hour fellowship. They know their timings. When the lunch hour comes, they are first in the seats. And they sit, wait for people. The pastor, when is it beginning that we play with them? And they wait for evening glory.
It
works for them.
They say we have gone back. We shall come back
tomorrow. Pastors resorted to demons.
Gospel
and the Holy Spirit, the angels catch demons and the
healing.
Who has sent you?
My uncle.
You have time to ask a demon? You chase it. You set up policy to get them out. Angels, you bind them. You ask a demon. Who tells you a demon speaks truth? Their father is the liar number one. It will tell you, your auntie, she bewitched
you.
Yet they wage a war between humans and humans. Satan is a liar. The father of liars with his demons. You ask, it tells you what of the truth.
Be a wonder,
pastor, you ask a demon where you come from. It tells you what truth full of where it has come from. Ask a liar to explain you things of truth. The Holy Spirit, this demon has come from where? You ask it. You are, have you come from?
From Masaka.
Satan is a liar. What truth will he tell you? And when you see
the
Holy Spirit, angels of the
king,
catch, bind them.
Satan
will speak what
even the
Bible is not allowed to speak.
They
speak of him, he was a cherubim. Maybe in the Quran he speaks there.
Read
a verse and they allow him to speak direct. They speak on his behalf.
They
don't allow him to speak in the Holy Book of God.
Yes, we have a Zimanyo.
Praise Jesus much. Back to the gospel of truth.
The
show is moved right in Uganda. To the whole world. As we shall leave this conference, I put demons who have been in the sky. They have boiled up.
We are
going to take away the scorn first. Nation called to serve the whole world.
And
they will hear a gospel coming with fire, coming out of here.
Even
with much wisdom as you hear it,
and
you just had a drop of it. We still speak knowledge, and right now God is spending you. You two as
you
begin right from there.
Koreza.
You lighten the lamp.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. Now, where the problem came, in the church of the gospel,
it
brings the Holy Spirit to get away. Because Christ to depart from the church. And it remains the cave of robbers. Just as you see it now.
2
Corinthians chapter 11, verses 3 up to 4.
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri esule ye 11 n'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3.
Naye ntidde ng'omusota bwe gwalimbalimba kawa mu bukuusa bwagwo, mpozi ebirowoozo byammwe okwonoonebwanga mu kulaba wamu n'embulongoofu ebiri eri Kristo.
But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his cunning, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
Verse 4.
For if he that comes preach another Jesus whom you have not preached, or if you receive another spirit which you have not received, or another gospel which you have not accepted, you may well bear with him. Yes. If you change the gospel automatically, the spirit changes, and the Christ too changes. Get the spirit, you move these days, I hear it out there.
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost.
Umzima umtukufu, umzima umtukufu. Even the Christ,
yes, we say,
the Jesus of the other man
heals.
You ask how many Jesus do we have? Now you were taught from your childhood.
Ghost.
A ghost or muzim is a muzimu ghost. Yes. Now when you grab, you rather got foolish. They told you that ghost is the spirit. There are some of these need to be revived. The Holy Spirit is not the Holy Ghost. Why don't they interpret it for us? For you to when someone speaks,
I see the Holy Ghost.
Ndaba muzima mutukufu. Why did you interpret it like that?
You do say
ghost. He's spoken ghost. Of those wise. They teach you one. You know it is one. When they come to the hour, counting the clock, they say one yemu ne musanvu. Now you see that 2 is 8. Now on your clock, if you look at it, it has put on what? 5. Is it 5 hours now? This is 11 hours.
You see
how foolishness begins? It's not from far. Already the clock you have, it needs to be revived. It is counting how much you look to that, what you have. What is there? There is 6. What does it mean? You don't know 12. You put there 12. You see how you can be turned upside down.
And you
catch it through. There is 6.
Yes, 12
hours. You to wake up, come up. When you look, you see 12, but in the
head,
because they bullied it. When you see 6 and you call it 12, we see some warriors as not.
But
what the mind perhaps
it
to get 6, you call it 12.
That is
what is between the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit. Exchange you as you're watching.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus much.
As it
speaks in James chapter 4, verse 4, as I finish. We want to go to a session of restoring the true worshippers and those who praise God. Let's first finish here. James chapter 4 and the verse 4.
Mwa bakazi abenzi temumanyinga omukwano gwensi bwe bulabe bwa Katonda. Kale omuntu yenna bwayagala okubeera mukwano gwensi yefuula mulabe wa Katonda.
You adulterers and adulteresses, know you not that friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Have you heard very well? The more you preach about the gospel of the world, the more you become an enemy of God. As you ask God, be your son of God.
Yes,
Jesus. You see me today. You are my enemy. What is that you hear? Is that a gospel? They
set
you in the world, last of the world in the house, that you are a son of who? That's why you pray prayers. Born again, you pray. My goodness. There's nothing you see.
What
you say about these prayers? They met with stumbling block.
Satan knew
you'll ask God to come and give you power here. And you go to persecute him. What he did, he decided to turn you to his enemies. Or to your own God. He exchanged the gospel. And they turned you enemies to God. But praise him.
He's
given us a great work. A miracle and a wonder. A praise.
To
preach this gospel salvation in the whole world.
For he
promised in Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, saying like this. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. This gospel has to be resumed, be preached in all nations. When you read Matthew 24, verse 14, when you come from verse
3,
I told you the false prophets will be coming.
Many
in the salvation will be weakened. They will get called.
The
gospel will resume.
We
had drawn
holes.
But God now has brought light of the word. That he awakes us afresh. He brings us gospel salvation, the everlasting gospel. Where are we going to begin from? The gospel of salvation, the everlasting gospel that preached all Christians in heaven and earth. What is it? We are going to come back tomorrow. It's the gospel of the kingdom of God in the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. We are going to get explained of those words. What is the kingdom of God? The gospel of the kingdom of God. What is it? The kingdom of heavens. What is it? And how do we preach it? Then we shall move that. We have to go into the journey of heaven. Don't forget we have 3 days here.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Those who travel in far, in far districts, those who are going to go back and sleep within you, Kampala and Wakiso. Those from very far, you will sleep here.
There are
those from Busoga,
you will
not be able to greet you individually.
There are
those who have come from Luwero,
Nakasongola. Kayunga,
we there.
Mukono je tuli.
Mukono, are we there? Mukono Lugazi, that's
right.
Even my parents, they came. Let them first stand up, you see them. Those are my physical parents. Satan was to kill me, the womb I should get out.
He
gets peace, but a problem came for him. They will greet you when the time is due.
Yes, we
praise
you.
Jesus much.
Hey, Abavude, Kampala.
Those who've come from Kampala.
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 Kampala. Wakiso.
Hey, Namuribanji.
You are very many.
Ne, ejitegeza Uganda tumazo jisala
kopi. We've already cut off Uganda. Because we want to make another conference.
Ngamweba chise mu district.
Where representatives in the districts.
Or
we saw in the north, in the south,
west.
We have the north, the west. We are going to lighten fire of the word of God
Uganda
in the entire Uganda.
Uganda is Uganda.
That is
where
we supposed to revive us. We are bad off. And God has begun from you.
Amen.
You don't return.
You
still need to be filled greatly in the word and power.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So those
going to go back, you wait for another smaller session. Next, but those the rest, we shall leave this place in the third hour of the night. We are going to be here. Here are all the songs. For example,
Uganda,
play for me Uganda, let us go.
I'm
giving you a sample, you see.
We are going to praise the band
songs and worship the band songs
for 3 hours,
and the children of God, the choir,
they
start you in the songs.